Hello and welcome to Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we went through all the Disney animated classics. Then we went through the Pixar classics. Then we said, hey, why not do DCOMs? But guess what? Today we found ourselves back in the Pixar vault. I'm Claire.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Rachel.
And oh my goodness, who do I see in this cool area of the vault? Y'all, it's our friend Rhino.
Hey! Hello. Oh, thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Very exciting to find you here. It's like
watch out for that tentacle.
It's like a sort of similar area, but new.
No. Definitely looks different for sure.
What do you see? What do you all see here?
Oh, I see one of those like meat sandwiches with meat, then bread, and then meat. Yeah,
yeah, because too much bread dries up my mouth.
I see a pen.
Yeah, that'll come in handy.
Remember it.
Oh wait, is this a thing? Like, were we? I was gonna be like, I see this cat that helps me.
Oh, you do.
Well, yeah, no, absolutely.
You do.
Wow.
Oh, wait, was that everybody? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we are talking about
Lightyear.
I gotta ask, had you all seen Lightyear before?
You watched it for this.
You watched it for this, yes.
Right.
I'm assuming everyone did watch it. Oh, great.
Ooh,
wow. I had not seen it.
Oh. I also have not seen it before this.
All right. I saw it on the Disney Wish.
That's right. What is it in like a movie theater on the ship?
Yeah.
You were on the Disney Wish?
Yeah.
When did you sail? I was
sailing. Were you there?
I was on the first one that was like the media sailing cruise or whatever. So
yeah,
everything worked.
Yeah, my boss got invited to that one, so I didn't get to go, but I'd already planned to go with my mom. But yeah. But not everything worked for my cruise either, because we didn't get that one game that you play around the ship. That's not...
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't...
The bird drink, the drink that comes in the bird glass, they stopped selling those because so many people were stealing the glasses.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh, already on the second cruise?
Wow. On the second cruise. I tried to order it and she's like, we don't do that anymore. And I'm like, wait, what? I wanted a drink that you drink out of a bird butt. That's so rude. Man.
She said, this is why we can't have nice things.
Yeah, I started singing Taylor Swift.
Hopefully they gave you a comment card so you could give some feedback. Mm-hmm.
But they do. They have two movie theaters on the ship. They have an Alice in Wonderland, a Wonderland cinema, and a Neverland cinema.
Mm. That is so cool. Yeah. I would like to check out a cruise sometime. I haven't been on any kind of cruise, but a Disney cruise.
Yeah, another Disney cruise. I leave on the 15th or something like that. Anyway, it's like a week from tomorrow for Alaska.
Oh, wow. Is it on the Wonder?
It's on the Wonder, yeah.
Wow.
I've been on the Wonder once before, and they have this drink that comes, it's like a gin drink that comes in a teacup, and they give you a little macaroon when you have it. And I know it's the stupidest thing to be excited about when you're like, no, Alaska, no. Glaciers, sled dogs. And I'm like, gin in a teacup.
Not stupid at all. That's so exciting.
Yeah. Listen, Rhino, you're with cruise people. Rachel is a cruise.
Okay. Yes. See, I haven't been on a ton. So I'm like, when the Alaska one came up for like a work trip, I was like, yeah, please put me on that trip. I would love to go. So
we know you're a bit of a cruise person. What else is your connection to Disney or the parks or...
Well, I used to work at Walt Disney World for a number of years at the now defunct Lights Motors Action. I was nothing exciting. There was no car driving. I'm sorry. And then the backlot tour, I was the guy who would be like, you want to be in a movie. And then I would do the thing where you walk out on the water and you'd get volunteers and like the things would blow up around us and everything.
Walk on the water. What are you, Jesus?
Wow.
I have been known to bring a lot of wine to some parties, but Yeah. So, and then I got a job working for a podcast that was all like about Disney vacations. And then in 2015, I went to Disneyland for the first time and I got hooked on that. So like Disneyland is my, like, I am obsessed with Disneyland. So like, I will go like 5 times a year and what I'm one of those people that they're like, okay, I love Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout because I love seeing Rocket Raccoon, the animatronic, like we're best friends. If we could hold hands and walk around, I'd be fine. But
are you one of those people that waits till the end and be like, wait, watch. And he's
and watch the scoot. And I'm always like, I'm that guy. And then I'm the guy who's like, you see the hidden Mickey right here?
Yeah.
The gate. There's that creepy doll looking at you.
Yeah.
So I guess I like parks, the, you know, I have that history with the parks. And then like, I love the movies. All the growing up, we always watched movies. Dumbo scared me. Like nobody's business when I was a kid, the pink elephants and everything. And
Nightmare Fuel, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of scarring, a lot of emotional scarring, a lot of emotional here.
But a lot of joy at the same time.
Yes, yeah.
But it makes you a stronger person, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes, it prepares you. Yeah. It prepares you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
for those
great.
Pink elephants.
Yeah.
Those pink elephants.
Yeah.
That's a
well, it is
Dumbo.
The ringtone on my phone, so it's fine.
See, there you
it's,
go.
It's that part of Fantasmic where they do like the EDM pink elephants breakdown part. So I've healed.
Well, shall we get into some bare necessities? Or wait, no. Which vault are we in?
Oh, what was
yeah, bare necessities.
We're in the bare necessities.
Still, yeah, it's still
bare necessities. Pixar's okay. Bare necessities.
We didn't change it till DCOMs.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Okay, so Lightyear came out June 17th, 2022.
Wild.
Oh my gosh. So
the day before my mom's birthday.
Ooh. Well, happy birthay to your mom. We do have a budget and box office for this because it was one of the first films to be released in the theater after the pandemic with sort of like a normal box office situation. So the budget was $200 million. Any guess at what the box office was?
It's like $140.
Oh.
Wait, you think
it's got to be more than that.
It's got to be more than that. I think they made their $200 million. I'm gonna say $250 million.
I don't think $2 Price is Right rules.
Wait, you don't think it made its money back?
I think it's considered a flop, but I don't want to say that because I enjoyed it. But I don't think it didn't go the way they wanted to because it was, like you said, it was the first Pixar movie in the theater since Onward, I think.
I do think theatrical releases are tricky right now. However, it did make its money back. It made $222.6 million.
Oh, I was over.
That's not really
over, but you were close. You were very close.
That's not really making the money back, you know, when you kind of break even.
Well, I mean, I assume they made more afterward as well. That was just the opening weekend. Yeah. So this
you
is
want
the
to
first...
get around 900 million first week.
Yeah,
to really
I mean,
be in the
all
green.
Of my films have made
you know,
at least
you gotta pay off all those actors, you know, big name actors.
Big names,
that's true.
Yeah.
So it's Pixar's first spinoff and second prequel after Monsters University.
That's right.
Oh. And okay, as far as our cast goes, we have Chris Evans as Buzz Lightyear, James Brolin as Buzz Lightyear / Zurg, Peter Sohn as Sox, Kiki Palmer as Izzy Hawthorne, Michael Waititi as Mo Morrison, Dale Souls as Darby Steele, Uzo Aduba as Alicia Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's who that was. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it for our main cast. Oh, Isaiah Whitlock Jr. as Commander Cal Burnside.
Oh, Burnside.
And then we do have that little cameo from Bill Hader as what's his Featherington Bottom?
Featherington Bottom. Yeah.
We don't know. Do you say that name?
Featherington.
It's Bridgerton, right? Featherington.
Bridgerton, yeah.
Penelope.
Bridgerton. Yes.
Featherington. Yeah. Also, Peter's son, who does the voice of Sox, he's a director at Pixar, and he's doing the next Pixar movie, Elemental. He also did my least favorite, The Good Dinosaur.
Right.
And he voiced Squishy in Monsters University.
Monsters University is so good.
He's Emile, isn't he, too? Did I make that up? Or did you just say that? I'm sorry. In Ratatouille?
I didn't say that.
Because I just watched Ratatouille for the first time. Overrated.
Rhino. What?
What?
Overrated?
I didn't like it.
What?
I don't like the ride at Disney World. It makes me sick.
It's too dark.
It was like, the part where they like go in the hallway and it's the weird alt, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't like this. Like, but I thought the movie was like three movies or like two. The ending where the guy eats the food at the end is very emotional. Mm-hmm. Okay. But like, it was like 45 minutes into the movie and I was like, is this rat going to get in a kitchen?
You're right. It's like it's a very high concept that takes a lot of explanation. And
also,
time
it's like
to get
hard
to
get over the fact that it's a rat in a kitchen and the other rats when they all come into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, and you're supposed to be like, yes, give me, you know, Ebola or whatever it is they carry.
Sorry. Y'all are talking about rat getting in the kitchen, but you ain't blinking an eye at cars with tongues.
I don't
cars
mind the
with
cars
tongues?
With tongues.
Hey, the Oscar, cars that go in the other cars.
Yeah, no. We've talked extensively about how we don't agree with the Cars universe and cars and
just
tongues.
The land at Disneyland. I think the land's great.
Oh, the land is perfect.
Yeah.
I, for the record, love Cars.
Oh, you love Cars? Okay, clear.
the tongues don't bug me. That's all.
Everybody has a fetish. It's
well,
fine.
Well, you know, Claire, you'll be excited. There's another Cars series that Oscar will probably assign to us. That we
I don't know
watch.
If we saw need that. Yeah. More Cars content, but I'm just saying the first is fine and the tongues
Claire,
don't
it's
bug
Cars
me.
Tent, okay? I'm trying to make that a thing. Cars tent.
Hashtag well, Cars tent.
Hashtag Cars tent.
People are going to be like, on. There's a tent for your car? What is this?
Yeah. Like when they go camping, they got to use a Cars tent.
Yeah, Cars tent.
So there are a few fun facts we have. So the ship's internal voice activated navigator, Ivan, is the equivalent of a GPS and it acts like a GPS. And it is voiced by Mary McDonald Lewis, who's also the voice of OnStar's navigation system.
Ooh, yeah.
I think. Yeah, fun.
I bet Pixar is like, good for us.
No,
we did something
I was
fun.
Like, do people have OnStar anymore? Yeah. Do people make that type of money anymore? Not me.
Who's rolling in OnStar cash?
Yeah. Can you? Yeah, someone's like, I don't have a cell phone, but I do need an OnStar. It's like very, very like, small population of people. So, okay, the film deliberately borrows plot points from various movies like Alien, Star Trek, Lost in Space, 2001 A Space Odyssey, 2010 The Year We Make Contact, The Black Hole, and Thunderbirds. And also Star Wars, too. And astrophobia is a real irrational fear of stars and celestial space.
It's not irrational, though.
I mean, yeah, I also agree it's not irrational. However, this fun fact phrased it that way. So.
Wow.
No, because it's like there's people who are afraid of like open water, like, you know, right? Because they're like, what's underneath of me? I feel like that's the same thing all the way around you.
True.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Yeah.
I suppose it's only irrational in the sense that you're not going to go out into outer space unless you go through a very heavy training process and choose
we're
to
already
do so.
In space, man.
Yeah.
But like, that's what true. If gravity stops working?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, now I'm afraid. Uh-oh.
Then grab the closest thing to you and hope that you stay grounded, man.
Just put some rocks in your backpack like that kid from that movie we watched last week.
Upside Down Magic, the best decom.
I was like, what?
So shall we
launch? You're forgetting the, I mean, I guess they won't go over it, but this is controversial because it's movie that Andy watched as a kid that made him want to get a Buzz Lightyear toy in the Toy Story universe. So this this is a live action movie within the Toy Story universe, but it's animated to us. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Disneyland has a live action Buzz Lightyear that you can meet in the park.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's so weird. Yeah. It's just like a weird, really skinny guy. So it's also one of those things where I was like, why is he skinny? Buzz is like not like he's not like I'm not. I mean, it's a weird I feel like it's a body shaming thing where it's like, why couldn't you get somebody with a fuller face? Like, because that's what Buzz is like. Like, why does everybody have to be?
Buzz has like a really prominent like jaw, chin.
Yeah.
If anything, he's a stacked daddy.
He's like goofy. Yeah.
I don't want to go kiss that Buzz Lightyear. I want to kiss this Buzz Lightyear. I'm like,
let me kiss the.
Let me kiss that actor.
Yeah. You know, because if it was a full figured guy, I'd be able to go to Disneyland and do that and be fine. Yeah. Nobody would ask me to leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's rude. Fine. It's fine.
I didn't know.
But yeah, people thought it was weird because the Incredibles are supposed to be live action in the Pixar universe.
That's right.
But
yeah.
The characters that you meet in the parks are characters. And like,
yeah.
That's yeah, right. This is yeah, foggy. They have masks and stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. So you can meet Buzz Lightyear twice.
Hmm. Yeah. The Buzz Toy Buzz. And then the Buzz. But then it's confusing because Toy Buzz is human sized.
Giant.
By that
yeah.
logic.
Or are we toy sized?
Uh-oh.
You know.
But what if you're standing with Buzz and live Buzz? Toy Buzz and live Buzz.
That can't happen.
What if
I mean, they can't. They won't let it happen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
be sucked in.
So shall we launch into Lightyear?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, 1, blast off!
Okay, so we open up. It's a movie about a toy on a mission. So this is sort of, we get that little bit of background that you're, this is not Toy Story. This is the story of the toy. And we meet Buzz and he's on a mission. There's a rookie there. We learn he doesn't like other people. He likes to kind of do things himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rookie gets snatched and they leave the planet.
Why were they there to begin with?
Oh, he was. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean
go ahead.
To cut
no,
you
go,
off.
No, no, no. Go ahead. No, it's. I think you might actually. Now I was gonna make something.
He up. They were in cryo sleep. I believe they were like headed somewhere else, and it was the turnip that he calls the ship they're in.
That's
like recognized the life forms, and it woke him up, and then he decided to land there. So it was like his decision just to check out life on a different planet. So I don't know if that was their mission or what the turnips thing was doing in space to begin with. But
do space rangers just kind of explore and see what they see?
Maybe.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like a Star Trek thing or they were like headed to like colonize a new planet or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's they weren't specific, I feel like. So that's where I was but like not everybody on the ship was a space ranger, right? Or were they?
Yeah, some of them were scientists, remember? Because she met, I don't know, yeah.
Her wife, yeah.
Yeah.
I also kept asking, are they from Earth? Because we didn't hear about where they came, what planet they came from, I don't think. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we're just, you know, it's open-ended for future storylines, possibly. So they try to leave the planet, but they crash back on the planet because they don't have the crystal something
or other.
No, because
Buzz won't. Use help from other people and he hits the thing and they crash land.
Okay. Yes. So yeah, he, and then he's like, I'm going to try to quit. But Hawthorne says, you know, you can't quit. Like we have to rebuild and we're going to do a test flight and we're going to try to figure out how to get the hyperspeed crystal.
Pumps him up because he wants to quit because he feels like it's his fault that they're stranded there. And she's like, no, you don't quit. You're Buzz Lightyear. And he's like, you're right. I'm Buzz Lightyear.
Again, like, what a time to quit when you've already crashed and you're stranded. Then you're just
there was a weird. It was a weird moment because it was like when she was like, well, we need you. And he was like, this would be impossible. It would be like trying to throw a lasso over the sun and then use a slingshot around it or something like that. And she was like, nobody in their right mind would do that. And he was like, oh, and then that's realized.
We need you because you're crazy.
So Buzz is handed go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like that opening was to be like, because he's not stupid, but he's like, he's just kind of set in his ways and I want to do this without thinking, I guess. I don't know.
He's kind of stubborn and also just wants to be the one to do it alone.
Yeah. So, he's not a team player, you know?
Yeah.
He's not an improviser. He's a stand-up comedian. You know?
Wow.
Both funny. They both get the work done, but he's not good with teams.
Some improvisers aren't very good at working on the team either.
That's a good point. That's true. And some stand-up people need someone else to help them out,
Like,
and where does sketch comedy fall into this metaphor?
That's not comedy, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, those are skits and those are things that like your mom has
I don't recognize that as comedy, so. Sorry, I don't.
So Buzz is handed an autopilot. He hates the autopilot is called Ivan,
We cut to when they're doing a another mission where they're going to test it out. There's like an 80-something percent chance that it's going to work, this new crystal formula, which I thought looked like a Slurpee machine. You put in these different things.
Yeah.
And it becomes a crystal. That would be a cool cup if Disney was listening.
That would be.
Missed opportunity for sure.
Yeah. But then, he gets handed an Ivan because you always have to have an Ivan for your ship. You know, it's like your GPS back in the day when you used to have to bring your GPS with you into the car.
Right. Now it's almost like an OnStar.
Yeah, an OnStar, you know. But he doesn't like her.
Do you think it was like that because it's supposed to be like this movie was supposed to come out in 1995, right? Like that's the I always think about that while I'm thinking. And I was like, maybe it was a thing where like some stuff reflected the time, even though it's like in the future. Yeah. Right. Obviously. But it's like because he takes the cartridge, the Ivan out. He takes it out when he goes up to do the flight after, you know, and because they've been stranded for like a year. Right. And then he. Like 90% when he's almost there and the Ivan isn't like working right and he takes it out and he like blows in it like a cartridge and puts it back in. Yes, and I was like, is that like supposed to be like Nintendo? I don't know. Like so
I think you're totally right. And it's interesting because you're right. They have to kind of reverse engineer or think about okay, what was technology like in 1995? So what would have been the reference that the makers of this Buzz movie would have used?
That's too smart. They don't have to do all that work, you know.
So he tests the crystals and the engine fails and he farts his way back, as Rachel put it.
Oh, yeah. Claire didn't understand what was going on. And I she kept asking questions. And I was like, literally, Claire, he just did math and then farted his way back onto course.
I was very confused. As you know, with the action sequences, I'm like, why are we doing this? So a lot of this was me being confused.
I don't
and
think you have to fully understand the math, Claire. You don't have to.
I was trying to do the calculations on my own paper.
Well, Claire's applying to be a space ranger, but... so she has to know how to do the math.
Oh, okay.
So Buzz comes back and finds out he's been gone for years instead of 4 minutes, like he thought he would be.
Dang.
And he thinks everyone is stuck here on this planet because of him. And we find that Hawthorne got engaged.
Yeah.
And then Buzz gets Sox, who is a personal emotional robot.
Right. Okay. It was a gift from Hawthorne. Because, I can imagine that being super stressful and traumatic to see everyone get older. And you're like, what?
Yeah, 4 years.
Can you imagine?
What an amount of time, too. Because it's enough for every... Oh, go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I was like, I think like one of the things that always makes me saddest in like movies and stories and stuff is like missed time. Mm. Like when people lose that time, it's like, I know it's not sad, but you know, in Alien 2, it's that Ripley wakes up Aliens. It was that Ripley wakes up and she's like, the pod had like malfunctioned. Right. And so they were stuck in cryosleep way longer. So her daughter's like 80 years old or something like that. And you're like, oh, she had a daughter. Like, you know, like, and so I always think like, I know it's terrible, but that movie, what's Adam Sandler with the remote where he's got the remote click. Yeah. I got really, I've only seen it once, and I remember getting way too emotional in this movie. Because, like, it's the part when he's, like, dying, and I'm like, this guy missed his whole life. I think I was definitely going through something right then, but...
I'm right there with you, though. It is. It's this sequence, not to jump a little bit ahead, but I hated it.
I cried.
I hated it. Yeah. I was like, this is it. I did not know this movie was going to do this to me.
Yeah. Someone in our live watch said that it was, like, the beginning of Up.
Up
and then like finding door. Pixar loves to be like, here's a really great strong emotional connection. Dead.
Yep.
Because I thought Hawthorne was going to be in the movie the whole time. Oh, anyway, or you know, Alicia Hawthorne rather. Mm-hmm. So, so the food. Oh, so Buzz comes back and we see some cool future stuff like the food cooks in the box.
What the heck was he eating?
Like wiggly what slop.
That? Spam? I assume it's
wiggly.
Spam.
Yeah, space but I meat. Like spam.
Me too, same.
Yeah, yeah. But I was going to say, that's like what I had for dinner. So it's like, I don't know.
There's a lot of meat grabbing and meat eating with your hands. Yeah. I don't know. It's very strange.
Oscar says that all animated food looks good, but I don't think that's the case.
Honestly,
in this movie.
This might not have. Yeah, especially that meat sandwich did not look appealing to me.
No, too juicy. Too juicy.
Yeah. Yeah, and they were like, that's the best part when your fingers
juicy
are
juicy fingers.
Wet.
Yeah. Blah. Yeah, and they're like, no, I'm like,
no,
thank you. And it was all like wet and slimy and clinging to the table. I'm like, no.
When he when he set it down, I'm like, oh God, what the?
Yeah, the germs. How much
dust is on that? Yeah.
Buzz is gross.
So Socks offers to play a game to comfort Buzz, but he doesn't want to do it.
Socks is so cute. And then he like tries to go to bed and he's like, I have different noises. Do you want whale sounds?
Whales? I love how excited he is about the whale songs. So he's like, whale songs? Just white noise.
Yeah. So Buzz wants to finish the mission and we get a failing montage. And every time it's 4 years increasing.
I think it's important to say, though, that he says to the cat, where the cat's like, okay, you want me to do something to help? And the cat's like, he's like, play with your mouse. And he's like, he comes back with the half eye open thing. And he's like, anything more like whatever.
Challenging.
And he's like,
He's
like, here, figure this out. And he gives him the computer and he's like, crystallic fusion. And then he leaves because that's what I'm like, because the cat figures it out. And that's what I was like, I love this, that the cat was like, boop, 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 boop.
And also making those sounds too.
So we go through the montage. We see Hawthorne aging and finally she dies. It's so sad.
There's also the thing that everyone, I guess, was upset about. There's a brief kiss
between
her and her wife that I completely, the whole time I was like, I went into the movie knowing that that was like a thing. And so I was like, I'll notice it. And then like 20 minutes after this moment, I was like, oh, that was a kiss.
I mean, it truly was a blink it and you'll miss it moment.
Yeah.
People seemed very upset about that.
This film is banned in certain countries because of that blink and you'll miss it moment. That is just a family being a family. It's crazy.
It's insane because it's also like I get really tired of like Disney always being like, we've got our first this character, that character. And you go to watch, like, what was it, like Beauty and the Beast, where they were like, we've got our first gay character, and it's not even, it's barely implied. He just dances. It was LeFou. And I was like, we've all known LeFou was gay since whenever Beauty and the Beast came out in 1981.
The real ones know.
But I'm like, but that's where I was like, I get, as somebody in the LGBTQ community, it gets really frustrating because you're like, we're finally going to get it this time.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like what you said. It's not, it was like blink and it's gone. Like, I've completely forgotten until we just brought it up again.
I was listening to a podcast about this and they made a really interesting point that it was like, people were just upset because they had heard about it and not even seen it. So that's what everybody was getting upset about. But when you're watching it, it's not even, I don't think it's meant to be any big moment. It's just showing a slice of life for these people in this scene. That's all it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's, it's truly, truly wild. And
I'm still outraged that I found out what a period is from Turning Red.
Oh my God,
Turning
right?
Red? Oh,
how dare they talk about
the people who said something to me when I was like, oh, it's pretty good, and they're like, I don't like how they're teaching children to talk to their mothers. And I was like, well, isn't the mom like a bad mom in that movie? I was like I don't have children, but it feels like that's the whole point, that it was like she had a bad mother and she's a bad, like, about the bad I'm like,
it's
okay.
Like, yeah, there's someone not to like in every movie, and movies aren't really meant to be the thing to teach your children. It's what you can use to discuss whatever you want.
And then if you're not going to,
you want,
just let them or let the movie do it. If you want, if on the flip side of that too, be like, we're gonna have the talk. Here's a giant stuffed red panda, and you're like, oh God, no.
Yeah. I mean, people just like to get upset, as we know. So
I'm upset that the kiss wasn't longer. I'm upset that I didn't see tongue.
Cars tongue.
Cars upset this tongue. Wasn't a hot and heavy moment. Cars too.
That's what I want to see. I want to see a lesbian car love scene in the Cars universe. That's what I want to see.
Is that what they call a fender bender? Sorry. That was awful. And so I'll see you guys later. Enjoy the
Hawthorne's message. We meet her granddaughter who pops on the screen.
Izzy.
And then a new commander moves in to Hawthorne's office and he says, no more missions. We are staying on this planet.
We're going to build a big laser dome. He's obsessed with laser dome.
Oh, yeah. We're going to build a big bubble. We're going to live in biodome.
He's just so confident in it. He's just this like laser. What does he call it? Laser shield. Laser shield.
Laser
like,
shield.
Laser
yeah.
shield. Like, yeah. Like,
pew pew. And then okay, so Socks figures out the fuel problem.
Yeah.
And the people show up to take Socks.
Yeah, which
commissioned.
Is that not like the biggest like jerk move in the world? I was like,
yeah,
when they were that's the thing where I was like, you know, if I was Buzz, I guess I would have done the same thing, because it's one of those things where like not only was that guy so cavalier about him coming back and being like moving my stuff into your dead friend's office and then being like, don't worry, the one emotional thing you have, we're going to take it and destroy it. Like, so it was very like, it was one of those moments where I was like, I don't like these people.
Yeah, it felt aggressive in a way that they knew what Buzz's one purpose in life was, and they're trying to take it away from him intentionally. So Buzz escapes, determined to complete the mission, or he tries to escape. And oh, yeah, we get the Slurpee machine crystals. He does. And he gets in the rocket, and
it's one of the best parts of the movie when Socks is like, I'm supposed to report you to Star Command, and he's like, they were about to decommission you, and he's like, oh, like, and but then the guy opens the door and he turns around and goes, and the dart comes out of his mouth, and he was like, I didn't know you could do that. Wait, was that for me? And he's like, I bought you 5 minutes. Like, I don't know why I laughed really. I was that one guy in the movie theater who did the
I was like the only person that was laughing, and I felt like I was disturbing everyone else, and I was like,
it was the person sitting to my left. There was a child on my right when I saw this the first night who was yelling the whole movie. It's like, where's his wings? Where's his, what, every line of the movie? And then the person on my left laughed at not like the jokes. I wouldn't laugh at the jokes, so like I laughed at that part, but it would be like the girl, the friend was dead, and she'd be like, ha, 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 ha. And I was like, what are you laughing at, you monster? And then it would be like a door would open and Buzz would walk in, and she'd be like, oh, here he goes. It was one of those like laughing at being like, I've never seen a cartoon before. Oh, this is wild. Like,
oh, I didn't know I was sitting like, next to you at the theater right now.
I was like, oh, you were in your living room, it's fine, you know, it's cool, whatever. Sorry.
No, I
filled with
I was
rage.
Like, did I forget how to act in a theater? I was like laughing at all the moments and no one else was laughing. I was like, this movie's hilarious. Socks is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is very funny. And it's so great that Socks is there and is so multifaceted in all of his little skills and things. Also, I think my audio stops. This is Claire. So he gets in the rocket and Ivan makes noise, but of course he's trying to sneak away, so we don't like that. And plus autopilot's messing him up again. And then he takes off as they try to stop him. And Socks has his tricks and he reaches hyperspeed. And in that moment, confetti.
Yeah, they did it.
Which is so funny.
That was utterly terrifying. And I regret having joined you.
So Buzz lands and we see Zurg steals his ship, or is it Mini Zurg?
It's like
Zurg. So Buzz was gone 22 years and now he meets Izzy Hawthorne, maybe we don't know her yet. But Zurg, okay, so they find out that Zurg and all these robots just popped on the planet, I guess, a couple days ago. And he meets this sort of ragtag group, and they call themselves the Junior Patrol. Mm-hmm. And there's a robot attack, and the others don't really help at all because they haven't had the proper training, and they are less than rookies, they say.
Yeah, they're pretty inept. I mean,
I think it was like their day one or something, right? Because they're like, they're cut off from the main city because of the Zurg attack. The only reason I'm saying this, because literally when the movie ended, I had to stop and be like, okay, I need to understand the time travel aspect of this movie. So I had to be like, because this is an important moment that kind of comes back later where I was like, why is it different later? And I had to figure it out. So it was like, well, I'll talk about it when we get to the end. But yeah. Also, I feel like at this point, it wasn't this part, was it? But there was a lot of those like fun Toy Story throwaways where he like would get out of the ship and be like, the ground feels unstable. Like Toy Story 1 is like my favorite Pixar movie. But he does the look around, even where he's looking around and you see his reflection slightly in the dome. That's from the first movie. And like he does the all that. There's a lot of like a lot of references to Toy Story 1 and 2 in this movie that like when you go back and rewatch them, you're like, oh, like I feel like they did a really good job of like intertwining those things. So
I love that.
There was also an element of like him talking to his like little comm device and they're like, no one listens to that.
Who are you talking to?
So Buzz won't allow them to help. Berserk. But they manage to, I think, shoot the Berserk's arm off. Yeah. But then he
shoots it.
Yes. And then the Berserk reanimates and Buzz tries to leave the Junior Patrol. So Buzz suits up and
They need to find a ship. So then they go to this place that has a ship. But before that, like Derek, the robot, tries to tell them,
I love that,
where to go, and he's really bad at directions. So he's like, wait, no,
wait, no, turn wait. Left. Yeah. No, wait, yeah. let me start.
No, wait,
over.
Let me start over again. It's very funny. But yeah, they don't notice that the Berserk robot comes to life later. They think they defeated him, but they go to this place that has a ship, but then they realize they're going to split up.
Right.
Buzz is like, no, you can't come with me. And so he goes inside and he sees the suits.
The larva,
he's like, sucks.
Right?
Come here. Yeah. And he sees all the bugs there, but they're hibernating, so they won't bother them. But then,
Junior
Patrol forgot their keys.
And Mo creates some noise and we get a larva attack, or the bugs come out of their larva and they cage themselves in to this little room. And then we find out about stealth mode.
Yeah. Which we found out earlier in the movie. They do a stealth mode on their
That's
mission.
Right. But then this is Buzz teaching them how stealth mode works.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's going fine for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stealth mode goes well until we find out.
We also find out about surrender, right? Was that what it's called? Was it?
The thing.
And Mo has a pen.
Yeah.
The pen. Anyone need a pen?
Yeah.
So stealth mode lapses after a while, and not everybody knows this. It lapses and the bugs can now see them, and Buzz manages to help rescue everybody and they fly away. But we find out Izzy is afraid of space.
Yeah. Funny.
And they crash land again. And Mo knows what a specialized capacitor is, and that's the thing that they need now. And they go into a mine and then they get captured by the capture cones, which are like, they all have a little tube around them and they're kind of stuck in this room and they don't really know what to do, but they find out if the cones touch, they combine, which is a very nice visualization of what we're going through. Cause Buzz wants to work alone, but everyone says we need to join all of our cones to work together, because if they join together, they'll be heavy enough to deactivate the system.
Yeah.
Someone even says, you don't need to save us. You need to join us.
Moral.
Yes.
It's like when they say the name in the movie, you're always like, like that's it was one of those moments for me. I was like, the movie.
It's a teaching moment.
Maybe he'll learn. Okay. Yeah. So
they managed to get out and then they save Buzz because he's about to fall, but they all grab him.
Yes,
teamwork.
Izzy catches him. Then we get meat sandwiches.
Yeah. They make fun of him because he's like, oh, we used to put bread, meat, bread. And they're like, oh, that's too much bread.
Too much bread. Yeah.
I do agree with that sometimes, but meat, bread, meat is not the solution.
No.
I don't know what the solution is.
No,
open-faced sandwich.
Just more meat.
I think
more
a
meat.
Taco.
Oh, more meat.
Taco. I was just going to say taco. Yeah. Taco. Like,
there you go.
Fold up the bread. You got the meat inside. There you go. It's a taco. Period. The end.
Bada bing.
Mine is more meat.
What was that?
Only meat.
Oh, more meat. Yeah. More meat. As long as there's more meat than bread in the ratio, that's fine. So Sox falls over, but he's okay. And then Mo apologizes for almost killing Sox and everyone else.
And they're like, it's okay. But then Buzz is like, he does that thing where he doesn't say it's okay. He's like, you know what? Do better next time. And
yeah.
Because
like, you're right. Because there's like a running theme of the Junior Patrol being like, it was just a mistake. No big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. We're learning. So, message to Socks from.
Oh, yeah. Socks. From, when he reboots, he has a corrupted file that he finally plays with
Very Princess Leia.
Yeah.
It's so sad, though, because it's like the friend is just like, well, of everything, I missed you. And you're like, you like you jerk. You know, you couldn't see. You're so obsessed with your work. You can't see life around you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so because of that, Buzz feels very bad for not fixing the situation. And Izzy says, it's OK. My grandma had a full life. You know, she had she had a whole family and they loved their lives.
Because of that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And Buzz just can't seem to accept that because he thinks, you know, it's about going on missions. But she says, you know, the only one not living is you, Buzz.
Wow. I'm loud.
Zurg arrives. And Darby shoots at him. But she says it's a violation of her parole. So that character is always talking about how she's on parole. So everything is a violation. And Buzz likes the team now. So they're all kind of getting along. And we get a big action sequence of running away and gaining power. They get weapons. And Izzy presses.
Yeah, they're basically running away from Zurg, who's like attacking them. But then they're going to blast into space because their whole mission now is to like destroy the spaceship because that controls the robots. And then once they're done, then the whatever. And they're about to go into space, but then Izzy accidentally presses the button too early and it shoots out the crystal or whatever. And then when we find out that Zurg is after the crystal.
Mm-hmm. 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 What do we think about this Zurg rebrand? Like, because in the Toy Story toy, he's got like a cape around him, I think. Is that the design of Zurg?
Well, he's got like the base where it's I had one downstairs, I think. But I always assumed it was like a very fancy dress. I don't know. Like,
it does flow like a dress. I mean? Yes, it's more length. You're right.
Like,
it feels like a weird like cape like or gown or something. But Darth this version. Vader-y.
Yeah.
Yes. Very Darth Vader-y.
You're right.
But this one, it's like I'm giving you robot. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think maybe they were trying to get a I don't know if they would try to get away from the Darth Vader thing a little bit. But there's obviously the reference to Darth Vader.
Why not?
Vader
they
in
own
Toy
it.
Story 2, right?
True.
It's true.
Yeah, because that's the whole joke when he's like, I am your father. And he's just like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
down the.
When it should have been, I am you.
I am your.
Yeah. Because I was disappointed because the whole time I was like, well, Zurg is his dad. We know that from Toy Story 2.
I know.
And then when it turned out to be, spoiler, him, I was like, wait. No!
I'm glad they at least like said, because Buzz says dad when he gets out of it. So I was like, okay, at least there is a reference to being like, we know what we did and we couldn't do that again.
But then what is the logic in the world of Toy Story for the Zurg
toy? That was just a joke to say.
Just a joke.
Yeah.
I also take it as like being like the toys are supposed to be kind of like not the high-end collectors. It's just they're like the Power Ranger toys I had when I was a kid that if you push the button and they did the thing and it was like a voice spoke, but you were like, that's not the person from the show's voice. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was always that sort of, it's like how Woody is always done by Tom Hanks's brother, who's, I feel like is Tim or something like that. It's something so close
Tim
to
Hanks.
Tom that you're like, you feel like it
Tim
sounds made
Hanks.
Up, but it is
the discount version.
Yeah, and that's what it feels like.
So Buzz is sad and Izzy apologizes. You know, she's like, I made a mistake. And the mission is over. But then Buzz gets snatched by Zurg. And Zurg is Buzz in the future.
He's got the weird like socks without the face too.
Oh my god, that was like Terminator 2.
So now it becomes so it's like an alternate timeline,
okay,
but they're converging.
So this this
Rhino,
is the
break
that
this
I,
down for us.
Okay,
please.
I got out my whiteboard, I scribbled dry erasers everywhere. So, because I didn't, when I saw it the first time in the movie theater, I was like, that doesn't make sense. And then I saw, when I saw it with my friend, I was like, oh, but then watching it again this time, I was like, I can't remember my own logic. But now I remember it. I remembered it again afterwards. So it's Buzz. So the Buzz that we, the journey that Buzz was on was all exactly the same until it was the part when he went forward 22 years. So that, or not 22 years. So when he steals socks and he gets into the ship, well, that is the 22 year jump, I think. But
yeah.
And he comes back, he gets arrested for stealing that ship when he lands that first time. And then he's like, I'm not getting arrested, and takes his thing and goes into the future. And when he's in the future, because now he's jumped forward however many years, I don't think he says, but it's really far in the future, and he basically steals all this technology from these other alien races and stuff like that. That's where he gets all the robots from and everything. And then he figures out while he's doing all that about how to jump backwards, how to do time travel the other way around, since the whole movie it's just been going forward. And so that Buzz jumps back, but he can only go back so far because he exhausted his crystal and he only had the one, so he needs another one because he didn't know how to remake the crystal, because he didn't have the information, because that was lost in that first thing. So he didn't get back far enough, but he came back before he had originally left, so that when his original self came back, the time had already changed. Because so that's how there's two. That's how there's two is that it's really the same one. He just went forward and came back before he left, and so he changed the time for when he would get back. It's so mind boggling. Like, but it is technically is how it goes. Like, I had to like write it down and like it's hard to be like, it's one guy. He moves forward, he comes back, and then he meets himself again, his younger version. It's Back to the Future too. Like, he goes back, and he's doing something else while Marty from the first movie is dancing and doing the guitar and everything like that. There's second Marty. So there's two Martys. There's two Buzzes. Like,
yes.
Sort of like that. But this one changed it.
Okay, YouTube video. Yeah. Explain this to when?
I know. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I read an article about it that did not explain it very well, where I was like, because I even was like, oh, Lightyear ending explained. And I was like, they just glazed over it sort of. And I was like, no, there's a logic here to this movie. And I had to like sit and do it. And that's where I was like, okay, now I get it.
Wow. You got
time travel.
It.
I will sit. Yeah. It was one of those things where I love a movie that does some good time travel. So, but I always have to know the logic. It's not Avengers Endgame where they're like, oh, well, it already happened. Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, is it? Like,
that's amazing. I'm gonna have to re-listen to that. Thank you for breaking it down.
Sorry, yeah. I feel like Charlie Day, like smoking the cigarette with the board. Yeah. Like,
we need to play it back and then do it at half speed or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Izzy is sad. She feels like she disappointed Buzz and everybody. And Buzz tells us, oh, he traveled far and figured out how to go back.
Yeah, this whole thing.
And then he says going back can make it so they never crash landed in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and so
but
if
then
they go,
the present day Buzz is like, no, but then all my friends won't exist anymore, because everyone in that junior patrol won't exist if
exactly.
they don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Hawthorne won't have her family. No Izzy. So old Buzz needs the crystal. Young Buzz tries to leave old Buzz, and he says they're not the same. And Izzy gets inspired to go to space, and old Buzz locks up young Buzz and threatens to erase his memories. Then old Socks helps out
Shoot
old
him.
Buzz.
Just
and
you get 5 minutes.
Yeah. 5 minutes.
Yeah. And so he frees young Buzz, and then Operation Surprise Party is a go. And so they go after Buzz. And Socks now is getting two Buzz signals because there's a like a microchip in his dog tag.
Yeah.
And he thinks something's wrong with that. But as we know, there are two Buzzes. So that's correct. Then Buzz sees Ivan and thinks, oh, thank goodness you're here. Finally, now Buzz likes Ivan. And Zurg.
Because Buzz can use Ivan to set the self-destruct on. Because if not, it's just a bunch of alien buttons that it can't figure out.
Yes. So Zurg kills old Socks and demands.
Yeah, what a monster.
Steps on him. Yeah.
Yes.
With like, no, like, whatever. Who cares? Like, you're like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
that was your pet, your companion robot. You just stepped on
him. But
see,
this is the buzz that's the solo player that hasn't learned to be a team player. So he's like, yeah, I can easily crush this pet.
He never.
It's funny, like this older Buzz is getting like colder and meaner, while the other Buzz is getting like, you know, softer and and friendlier. They're like literally diverging and becoming polar opposites, which is kind of funny.
That feels like
I was doing a weird thing, but I felt like it was turning into a flower, and then I feel like it's going to be like...
I see it. There was a Sox moment we missed earlier when they were in stealth mode and Sox was in the helmet and he kept getting in Buzz's way, and it was very much like a cat would do. But yeah, Sox is so cute. So but Izzy is like going to find Buzz, but then she realizes that he's like on the opposite end of the spaceship, and so she has to go out into space to get to him.
The Sox part when she's like, also it was like earlier he said it to her, but when she was like, thank God we landed or whatever, and she's like, I'm afraid of space. And he's like, you should be. It's awful.
Yeah.
And that's why it's funny, this whole scene where she's got to make the jump from like one, I forgot what they're called. I've literally been watching Star Trek nonstop for the last week. And I can't remember what the thing is that opens the door into space or whatever.
Yeah.
The hatch. Yeah. Something like that. Or lock. Something locked. Oh my God. This is going to drive me. No. It's going to drive me crazy. It's fine.
Airlock?
Well, in the meantime, Darby builds a bomb because we find out she can make a bomb out of any three things.
Yeah. So they're supposed to
airlock.
Airlock. Yeah.
Okay. What did they say on Star Trek?
Yes. I never would have come up with that.
The robots from coming. So they are building a bomb, but then Mo's like, how are they wouldn't step on this thing because I wouldn't step on it. And they're like, then we have to drop something on it. So then they go above, they're like trying to get the thing to drop.
And okay, so Buzz hallucinates Alicia, but then he says, oh, I can't do this alone. And he needs Izzy is what he realizes. And so that's when Izzy's going across space and stealth mode comes back into play.
I thought that was a great part, though, when he was like, when he finally admits, like, I can't do it alone, or I need you. And she's like, I'm not my grandmother. Yeah. He's like, I don't need your grandmother. I need you. Like, I thought that was a good moment for both of them, because it was good for her to, because she's trying to live up to her grandmother. And he's like, you're good enough who you are, you know, and that's, I don't know, it was like a nice little quick.
Yeah, and it's a good, because Buzz has been living in the past with all these memories trying to go back, but Izzy is the future, and so. Yeah.
But don't gloss over the scariest part of the movie, Claire.
Oh, I know.
Out in space, Zurg hits the joystick of the ship, and it moves up a little bit, so she's going to miss the window. And
that
then she drops Sox, and Sox is floating off into space, and she's trying to get to, oh gosh. And then Sox is like, thank you so much.
I was like, if he floats away, I'm shutting this movie off. I'm not watching.
But you know what? Like, it's like Pixar would do that.
Yeah, they would. That's like a bing bong moment.
That part. Yeah. Exactly. So I was like, oh, are they really going to do this to us?
They would
really?
Never. They would never. Yeah. They would never.
But they didn't. Thank goodness.
So the ship self-destructs. And Zurg appears on Buzz's escape ship. Oh, right.
Yeah. He they managed to get back to the ship and they're leaving, but then it self-destructs and Buzz doesn't get into the ship in time. So he gets into his own ship and he's like trying to follow. But then Zurg is behind him. Oh, no. It's like Star Wars.
This moment did get me. I get so emotional in movies. I did really like this moment. Like, you know, obviously it was one of those where he's like, he's narrating to himself and they're like, he's like, Zurg's been destroyed. And that's right when he reaches on the ship. But then I like that, like, back and forth they have where he pulls the ship apart. Cause the whole time you're like, where are his wings? And then when they reveal how they got the wing, like when he ejects out of the ship as it's being destroyed, I'm like, it just did something where I was like, that was a cool moment in this movie.
Yeah. And he has to like try to stop their ship from crashing into the planet or whatever. And he's like helping them along. And it kind of looks like when he's attached to the bomb in Toy Story.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so there's like an asteroid and they have to use an air brake And the it's
oh
the,
yeah
the release.
They need
thing
something
is
to yeah. open it up like well, a pen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh,
a pen. I got it.
And so Ball has a pen, and then yeah. the Berserk tries to get them, but the commander stops it, and he says he's gonna put Buzz in charge of the new Space Ranger team, and he can select anybody he likes from all these highly trained professionals. But Buzz says, I've already got my team.
Also, how would he get picked? They all look exactly the same.
Yeah.
He's like, I haven't been here in a while. What? Who do you want me to? Yeah.
Some gotta do like a bachelor ceremony.
Yeah.
And like go on dates with them. Give them
gives them each a crystal. It's like that you've been chosen.
Chunk of the crystal.
Then our new team launches into space. And we get
even socks.
This is my favorite. Yeah,
the pants on.
Yeah, I love that.
Socks is like their little droid in the middle.
I don't normally wear pants.
So cute.
But it feels like I should have pants on.
Yeah. And isn't Mo like, I wish I wasn't wearing pants.
Yeah. Also, his ship at this part is the ship that the box that he comes in the movie.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes. And that's the end.
What?
What were the, there's like three end credit scenes, right?
That's true.
Three?
One of them is
Derek still explaining directions. Right.
Yeah.
Then it's Laser Shield Commander Guy.
Yeah, and then it's Zurg is still alive.
And then Zurg is still alive.
Because the crazy part about the third one is like, it's like the credits have ended, the logo comes up, and that's the point where you're like, okay, there's nothing. Like, and then there's a scene, and I was like, who? That's like somebody who like took the film and like duct taped it at the very end at the theater or something like that.
They're like, oh,
that's
shit, I forgot.
Yeah, they're like, oh my God, you left this. You have to put it on. Like, well, we can't put it any earlier. We'll have to cut the whole thing. Just tape it.
The music doesn't line up. The music doesn't
line up. Like, I wonder how far you could go with that. Just have like 5 minutes of dead air. And then a new
and
scene.
Then it's like the Hanson, the hidden song on Middle of Nowhere or whatever the Hanson, their first album, they had a hidden song that was like 13 minutes into a dead space. Yeah, I know that.
A lot of bands did that. Yes. I think Simple Plan did that too. Like the last song, there's like 20 minutes and then they have a Christmas song. And I was like, wait,
I
what?
I cannot believe
I love that.
You just referenced Hanson.
Yearbook is my jam. Where did Johnny go?
That's my first concert that I ever went to was Hanson.
Me too.
I've seen them every time they perform at Epcot. I always go because they perform in the America area now. Yeah, like when I first moved here, I saw it on the first year they came. I was like, oh, this is my moment. Like, it was like all these years in the making. Yeah,
I used to do that too. We've probably been to the same concert.
I feel like one of them's gotten a little problematic, so there is some
Zach,
issues.
Right, or Isaac?
Yeah, but
I don't follow Zach or Isaac.
I think it was
anymore.
The youngest.
Yeah,
yeah,
Zach.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He got about post pod, but I need to know.
I still support Taylor. You know, Taylor's always been the best.
Hello. Yeah. He's always been the best. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know. I was Team Isaac, actually.
Isaac's the oldest one, right?
Yeah.
Who never really talked at all, ever. Yeah. I feel like he was the stoic one.
Yes.
But then, you know, you got Taylor on the piano and the thing. Whatever. It's fine. We can Hanson.
Oh, you're getting all blessed.
I didn't mean
right
to crack
now, right
this
now.
Open
Uh-oh.
Right now.
crack.
So what would you say is the moral of Lightyear?
Ooh.
I think it's about having to let go of the mistakes that you make sometimes. And I think, because that's the thing, is that Buzz is obsessed with trying to fix his mistake. And people have already forgiven him, but he needs to forgive himself to find peace.
Yeah.
Guys, I Googled it.
No, that's
the official moral of the story.
I did ad lib a bunch of that, but I saw a little thing that said it was about making mistakes. So I put the rest together myself. It was I took an assist. It's fine.
Definitely. And I think there's also something in there about community and how, you know, as long as you have a good community, that's sort of, you have to be present in your life and just live your life and not, you know, try to do everything alone.
Yeah.
I think it's life is make it what you, because isn't that like Izzy's story is
what
that
you make
So let's make it rock, or life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans.
Yeah.
What is this?
That's Beautiful Boy.
Oh, I don't know. John Lennon. I know Hannah Montana.
Oh, John. Well, you know, I know Hanson, but I don't know John Lennon. So clearly, I have some problems.
I was going to say that the moral of the story is when you're too busy focused on yourself, you don't pay attention to the world around you.
Oh, look around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, while he Buzz going on the mission, he's missing out on a life that he could be a part of. He wasn't there for Hawthorne's wedding or the birth.
I'll start crying.
Her son.
He missed so many parties.
He missed
the child, the baby. And she wanted, and she thought about him for the, how many years he was doing it. I even said, write it down or I'll forget. It was like 60 years. He was trying to go forward before the 22-year jump. Cause he says, they say, cause Sock says it took him like 40 something years, I think, to do the crystallic fusion or something like that. But that had already been however many years or something like that. So that's where it's like, so yeah, he missed every, he, his friend, who he only saw once every 4 or 5 years, still on her deathbed, was like, I missed you. Oh, God, I'm going to write letters to everybody I know after this.
That's so funny. I didn't get any of that in the morals. I just got always carry a pen with you.
I mean, that's probably the most important moral.
Well, I mean, it might the save thing your life. Is, if you keep bringing up your pen that you have, eventually it will come in handy.
Chekhov's pen.
That's true. That's what they call Chekhov's pen. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, let's cast ourselves. Who would we play in Lightyear?
I'd be the cat.
Great. Yeah, you would perfect. Be Socks. You'd be Socks.
Yeah,
Claire. Is it like who we identify with? Is that what you mean? Or is it like you're just like the casting agents come to, they're like live action movie, who are you playing?
Oh yeah, no,
I can get in the mocap.
This is an audition. Like, this is fully an audition.
Oh yeah, ready for this?
Claire, I think it would be really funny if
that was me cleaning.
You played Derek.
Derek?
Yeah.
Claire's Derek? Oh, what?
Wait, let me start over.
Yeah. It'd be funny. I feel like you could do that really well.
Also, it's so funny to get that cast of characters and you're like, I wonder what Derek is going to do. And you find out, oh, Derek does nothing till the very end of the movie.
But it's very funny.
It's just like, okay. Rachel, I think that you are, what's her name? The old lady?
Darby.
Yeah, you're definitely Darby.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Oscar. Oh, I know who I am. Absolutely, I know who I am.
Oscar, oh, you are other Socks.
with the missing face. Yeah.
I was thinking, who would you bottom?
Definitely, I was. Well, the only other Latinx character in the whole movie, which is the guy with the mustache.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who I heard? Is that Miguel? I forgot what his name was. No, who his name that? Was Cameron Diaz, right? That's what they say, right? His name is like Cameron Diaz. I was like, wait, did they just say Cameron Diaz?
His name is Cameron Diaz? No. I guess Cameron is a boy.
No, we thought that's what he was addressed as.
I mean,
as
his
in the
name
movie.
Is something like like Cameron Diaz, but it's not Cameron Diaz. It is Diaz, I think.
Yeah, it's Efron Ramirez is
who,
the voice.
Ramirez.
Yeah, sorry.
Isn't he Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh my God, it is. Yeah.
Wow. That's another person that died because Buzz was just off in space and not being friends with his friends.
He's like,
oh my God,
when
you see
the ladder.
No, that was so sad. That was so sad.
Very sweet. Very sweet guy. And that's me anyway. That's me to a T. saw him and I was like, that's who I would. Why didn't I audition for this role? I would have gotten it. Okay.
Well, confident.
Now it's time to rate this movie out of 5 meat sandwiches. How many meat sandwiches do we give Lightyear?
Meat sandwiches. Mm-hmm. Okay, so is a lot of action bits, a lot of going over the launching, me getting confused as to where the heck we were. At one point, I asked Rachel what planet we were on. She's like, Claire, we've been on the same planet the whole time.
Same planet the whole movie. Yeah.
My bad. I did really love the characters we have. Socks is so fun. Everybody on our junior patrol is great. And even though, you know, it is a prequel and it's like they're definitely sort of reconstructing a story like in a retroactive way, I liked it. I will give it, wait, what are we rating it out of?
Meat sandwiches.
Five. Oh, meat sandwiches. How could I forget? 3 meat sandwiches. Mostly for me being like, what, where are we? Where am I looking? What's happening? What is this explosion?
Mm-hmm. I think for me, aside from the plot of this movie, I think the movie looks incredible. Like the lighting, the way that the lighting of the movie is like really dark. There's a very interesting tone and aesthetic to the movie that I'm just like, whoa. Also the sound design, like the clinical stuff, it's like an impressive feat. Like Lightyear is a great looking movie. Looks very expensive. It's very, very well made. Was I confused about the time travel stuff? Absolutely. Time travel stuff is so tricky to do. It's hit or miss. Mostly misses. This one, I was like, I'm not even going to try to understand. So, Ryan, thank you so much for breaking it down. I understand now, but I still am like, I should have understood that and I didn't. So that was a little bit of a weird thing. Yeah, I don't know. Like the characters were fine. I was a big Sox fan and all the other characters for me just felt a little like, you know, even Lightyear as a character. I was like, I don't know. I'm more of a Woody guy in the Toy Story franchise anyway. So I was like, but
he's a jerk.
What?
He's a jerk.
Right,
so rude.
That's Tom Hanks.
They wanted
How
him
could
to be
you?
Even or Tim there. Hanks, depending on who.
Tim Hanks. Yeah,
which version you're watching.
Tim Hanks.
I think it's Tim Hanks. It's like Jim.
It's either Tom Hanks or Tim Hanks.
Is it Jim? Is it Jim Hanks?
I think it's Jim.
It's something. It's like, I thought it was Tim because I was like, no, you mean Tim Allen. And they're like, no, like,
no, it's
but
Jim.
It might be Jim. Is it Tim?
Yeah. Tom Hanks.
It's Jim. Okay. It's James Matthew Hanks.
Okay. Great. Jim. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think the movie was nice. There were like potential for like very emotional moments, but there was something about the characters that I didn't really stick with, except for Socks. Socks has my heart. Protect Socks at any cost. I think the movie was okay. I'm gonna give it 3 meat sandwiches.
Okay. I don't understand why Pixar needed to do this movie. We don't need to go back to the Toy Story franchise, and we don't need to, but I guess they were having fun. I don't know. Also, I just would have liked giving Chris Evans like a new character to play that could have been in the parks that I could get behind, because I love Chris Evans, and I feel like his one time being in a Disney Pixar movie is kind of like he gets to play a character that's already established by someone else. And I just feel bad for him.
Poor Chris Evans,
right? That's my one takeaway from this movie is poor Chris Evans.
Yeah, he's not thriving.
No,
yeah, I know.
Poor man.
Take pity on him.
Poor man. I will say that this movie was, as I was like being like, why? I still love this cast. I love Chris Evans. I love Kiki Palmer. I love Taika Waititi. I love Peter Son too. And I feel like Sox is a really great character, but when isn't the cute animal character in a Pixar movie great? They're always the best. That's what Pixar knows how to do, and they do it well. I fully understand the time travel thing now. Thank you so much. It makes sense. He goes back and he's the robot. He prevents them from, so then they have to, I get it now.
It's like a cause and effect thing. Yeah.
Yes. I get it. I 100% get it. And now this movie actually makes sense, and I'm going to give it a, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you've unlocked this Blade
You'll
Runner director's cut for me.
A few times and have a thesis explained to you.
I think all the characters are great, except for I find Buzz annoying, and I always find Buzz annoying because I am a Tim Honks fan, and so. But anyways, I enjoyed it while I watched it in theaters. I was the only person laughing, which means that I guess I enjoyed it. And I watched it again recently for the live watch, which means that it's rewatchable. Mm. And my only thing that I would ask that Disney adds to the parks are those crystal cups, some way to make a crystal cup, and a meat sandwich. Put a meat sandwich on the menu somewhere. I'll buy it. I'll give it a 3.5 meat sandwiches.
Okay, yeah, I definitely agree with like everything you all said. I thought like Kiki Palmer was, like excelled as the voice actress. I feel like I just saw Nope the other day too, and I was like, this girl, she is so good.
She's like, having a good, yeah. She's
yeah. That's why I'm like, I hope the best for her. I agree with you. I think I liked everybody's voice and the whole voice cast. I love the idea of this like space opera and what they did. And it seemed solid enough that it's kind of crazy to me that they didn't make it an original story, because other than it using the iconography of Buzz Lightyear and then backwards, I forget the word, but like other than like, you know, taking those pieces and applying them backwards, I think if they had just made it an original character, I probably would have enjoyed it just as much. I mean, I think some people might have enjoyed it more because they wouldn't be constantly thinking about how it fits into like Toy Story and stuff like that, which I think that idea, that sentence at the beginning is simple enough, but at the same time, and I like that, but I wish maybe they had taken it a step further and just made it a live action movie. And then I would be like, okay, I get it now, you know? And cause I was like, I would have loved that. And I think a lot of those visuals of like the Lightyear suit as like this real suit would have been cool. I mean, no knock on animation. I think animation is a phenomenal medium to tell a story with. Mm-hmm. And I'm not one of those people that's like, it's secondary or whatever, but I do think there were some good emotional moments that I feel like the biggest moments are glazed over so quickly. Like, I mean, it's like what you guys said, like we talked about the airlock scene. I feel like that should have been like a bigger, should have sat with it for a second longer. And, you know, there was a couple of them in the movie where I took note where I was like, man, if they had just like pushed that just one more second for like a couple more lines, it could have had a way bigger impact. So the movie to me feels very breezy, if that makes sense. Like, but like, I do agree with you. I rewatching it, I was worried after I saw it. I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch the one time. And then now I've seen it two more times since then. So I'm like, okay, it is actually a really good, like it starts and it's over and done with before you know. But I feel like 4 sandwiches is too high, 3 was too low, and I'm going to join you on the 3.5 sandwich.
Yeah.
But give me a Disney Plus series with socks in it, and we'll be good.
You know they're going to. They have a Baymax series now. They can do.
There's a Groot one starting in like 2 days or something like that too, I think. Something.
Yeah. And they're making another Cars series. They can make a series.
Yeah. I want a replica socks that is exactly like he is in the thing. The Super 7 made one that's $400 that like comes in the carrier. They were going to take him in and everything. It doesn't talk. It's one-to-one size. They literally brought it to Pixar and showed them. I think the tail even like has the thing where like the little microchips on the end of the tail or the USB or whatever.
Does
but
it
like
shoot out fire?
No, it doesn't do that. It doesn't do the thing. But I was like, if it had talked, I probably would have invested in it. So I was like, I just want the one-to-one that will talk. Like the closest thing is this $30 one from Target whose mouth moves, but he just sits there. But I still push it and he'll talk and I'm like,
He's cute. While watching, I was like, I want one, but it reminds me of those robot cats that people got when they wanted
the fur pets. Real kitties.
For real kitties, yeah. So I was like, I already have one of those. They just go.
Well, we did it. We talked about Lightyear, and what a crazy, great, not the movie I thought I was going to watch at all. Listen, if we're doing a Lightyear movie, I want to see a Mr. Potato Head movie. I want to see a Mr. Potato Head.
Yes,
the origin story.
So I want to see all those origin stories.
I was wondering, does that mean they're in the Toy Story universe? There must be Socks merch and Izzy merch and Mo merch.
Yeah, but Andy wasn't interested in all that stuff.
No.
The sword, it's crazy to me that he wouldn't want that lightsaber thing that he used. Only in the beginning of the movie, too. There was a couple of moments in the movie where I was like, why introduce this and then not have it later? Mm-hmm. And like, it's just to have the toy on the shelf, I think, like at the store, maybe. I don't, because like, I saw that lightsaber sword thing they had, and I was like, he uses this in the movie once to chop. Also, the plants didn't end up being a big deal at all.
Not really, at all.
Thing.
I thought we were going to see like the mother vine, whatever they would. Nope, not at all. Nope.
Because there could have been a race. There could have been that thing where like there was Zerg, but also they were in danger of the planet. But I guess the whole thing was like, they have to be able to live there now. I don't know. Also, I don't want to like, I'm not here to crap on anyone's screenplay.
No, either. Crap. Like, go ahead. No. Yeah. Also, like, what is, does this correlate with the Buzz Lightyear cartoons? Remember there were the Buzz Lightyear cartoons?
Yeah,
because
I used to watch that. Yeah.
Is that in the same universe?
I think he goes on missions or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And he has like a whole gang, but it's
a whole
none of
new
these
people.
People.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and the,
so
I think the aliens are in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And there's that scene from the video game in Toy Story 2 where he's jumping on the things or that's not in this movie, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna have to wait for Lightyear 2 or 3 or 4. Yeah.
Plenty more content to go off of.
That was a reference to 2001: A Space Odyssey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So many references. So many. but thank you so much, Rhino, for being our guest. You are incredible. Well, and thank you for breaking down the time travel thing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Dr. Rhino.
And, Dr. Anytime you need to bring me in, I'll wear some glasses and a white lab coat next time. For
But tell us, where can people follow you on social media and find you?
I'm Rhino, like R-Y-N-O, 1185 on everything. So you'll find me out there on all those things.
Perfect. So follow him everywhere. And thank you so much for being our guest. You're incredible.
Yeah.
You're
amazing.
This is a lot of fun. No, I really, really enjoyed myself. So thank you very much for having me.
Yay. And thank you all for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Rachel.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow, thank you so much for listening to our Lightyear episode. Very enlightening, I would say.
Yeah! to infinity and beyond!
So, if you're watching along, what are we watching next week, y'all?
Spin!
I've never heard of this.
You spin me right round.
I hope it's the origin of that song.
No, it's not. It's about a DJ, and I think it stars a representation in an Indian girl who DJs.
All right.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Cool.
I'm excited.
Oh, so
we're
spin
back
records.
In the DCOM vault.
That's, look at DJ Rachel spinning the track.
Yeah, I play DJ Hero, so
that's right, I remember.
Is that a game?
You're the consultant for Spin.
I was the only person who got DJ Hero for Christmas that one year that it came out, and I still have it.
When was the last time you played it?
Oh, gosh. Probably at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, what do I have around here?
Well, I have no idea what this movie's about, but I'm excited to watch. And if you are watching along with us and you want to reach out and connect, let us know what you think about the movies. You can find us on social media. Our Instagram is at Inside the Disney Vault, and our Twitter is at ITDV Podcast.
Yes. That's right. Also, if you want to see Spin, it's streaming on Disney Plus, obviously.
It's spinning on Disney Plus.
Yeah, and if you want to see us, you can join us at patreon.com/InsideTheDisneyVault, where we post video episodes so you can watch us talk. You can watch us talk instead of just listen to us talk. And also, we have a fun watch party at least once a month where we watch a movie or something with our patrons.
Yeah.
And that's what we watched Lightyear.
Sure did. So you get to see me be confused in real time.
The whole time. Yeah. It really was like a, Claire, they just said it.
And the irony is I was taking notes, yet still had no idea what was happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Very funny.
And if you would like to support the podcast, just with a little easy free thing to do, you can leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts and also rate us on Spotify.
Yes.
Yeah, there's tons of ways.
Spotify.
Also, did you know Spotify has a cool feature where we can put up polls and also ask questions and things? So keep a lookout. On Spotify, okay. In the app. So keep a lookout for our episodes because we might ask some fun questions. We might even do like a Q&A thing. I don't know.
Fun.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many brothers do you think Tim Hanks has?
Tim Hanks. Great question. I love it. We'll pop that on the Spotify.
That's right. Oh, well, man. Do you hear that music?
I do. I want to go see who's spinning.
Yeah, let's go spin right at round. Round, baby. Here.
Yeah, baby, right round. Like a record, baby.
Right round.
Bye. Bye.